Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we feature a discussion with Gary Ellis, the founder and CEO of MarkerTrax, the innovative credit system that allows casinos to advance money to players and get it replayed when the player cashes out. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT. As the digital transformation continues in our industry and beyond, find out how your business can benefit from delivering a seamless cashless experience to your players across your enterprise. Learn more about IGT's resort wallet at igt.com/cashless. As the founder of Ellis Island Casino Hotel in Las Vegas, Gary Ellis knows about old-school gaming. He attracts players to his property just off the strip by the Las Vegas marketing tradition of cheap food, and a good gamble. But Ellis is also very tech-savvy and always wanted to be able to offer casino credit to players, but also to make sure that they didn't use those funds for an interest-free loan. That's where MarkerTrax was born, and today it's sweeping the industry. MarkerTrax is a simple tool that allows casinos to lend a limited bankroll to players, but when it's time to cash out, the player can only withdraw the amount they won. The system automatically settles the player's marker before issuing the winnings. In partnership with Konami and other suppliers, MarkerTrax is available even in some jurisdictions where credit is not permitted. Ellis spoke with me at Ellis Island Casino in Las Vegas in early May. How does it feel to be one of the Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Gary Ellis, the president and owner of the Ellis Island Casino, and more importantly, for this conversation, we're talking about his new development, MarkerTrax. Gary, thanks for joining us. It's great to be with you.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
This is such a great property, and you know, before we talk about MarkerTrax, I'd really be remiss to not talk about your career in gaming. I mean, this property is such an incredible property. It's just here it is, Wednesday morning, and the casino is packed, and you just do a great business. Here. Explain to me how Ellis Island started and how it developed and how you're operating it now.
So this is a business that I grew up in. In 1968, my father and a partner built a strip mall here, and they leased out different areas in the strip mall for businesses, and there were four or five different businesses, and they had an idea to put a bar here, and they couldn't get anybody to rent out the space.
Okay.
They were asking 25 cents a foot in 1968.
Wow.
So my father said, well, hell, they couldn't get anybody to take it. And so he said, I'll do it. He kind of grew up in the business back in his hometown. Mm-hmm. And so he opened it, called it the Village Pub, and it was a very popular place with the locals. Mm-hmm. And gaming industry folks, contractors here in town,
right?
And that's the business I grew up in.
Okay, great.
So,
and when did you convert it into a casino?
So, that was in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
My brother, my sisters, and I had to work in the business as we grew up.
Right.
Summer months, out of school, and so we all worked. I was the only dummy that liked the food and beverage business because that's what it was at the time.
Right.
Wanted to put in the casino at some point in time. I was born and raised in this town.
Sure, right.
That was my goal. And, so naive enough to think I could do it. And at a certain point in time, when my father couldn't talk me out of staying in the business, he was primarily in the real estate mm-hmm. business, wanted me to come with him. And I talked him into this is what I wanted to do, and
yeah.
He says, "Well, you don't have any damn money. How are you gonna do this?" And so we structured a deal where I would pay him monthly,
mm-hmm.
and it started. And as luck would have it, maybe within 6 months later, a local real estate broker called, had folks that are interested in putting in rooms, mm-hmm. 220 or 250 rooms.
Right.
Talked him into putting in 300, so we qualified for the resort hotel zoning.
Right.
They operated the rooms. Mm-hmm. At the time, we've since purchased them out, but they operated the rooms. We operated the small casino, and it's always been a small company,
sure.
small gaming
yep.
company, but been very, very popular with locals and tourists.
Right, right.
Well, I remember I discovered you when you were one of the top 10 picks for Anthony Curtis's Las Vegas advisor.
Oh, boy.
That was early on, though, right?
Anthony's a terrific guy and tough, you know. He makes
you. He's not
you,
fooling around.
No, yeah. He's not fooling around. So he's, you know, we did have and still do, I believe, have the steak special as one of our favorites.
That's right.
So we operate more as a traditional, you know, what Vegas was about years ago.
Right,
so that's
right.
Been kind of what we've stuck to. You know, you can make money on all departments in the casino business, or you can operate kind of like we do. And, you know, not that I begrudge anybody for charging for anything they can.
Of course, right.
But, you know, we're here. We're kind of where the tourists look for the local spot.
Right.
And we're close enough in the resort corridor that we get a lot of those people.
So even though you're a little bit old school, you still have always been interested in technology. I know a lot of the technology that you've used here, you know, now is used industry wide. What got you interested in doing that?
With the MarketTrax product?
Well, just technology in general, as I said.
You well, know. you have to be progressive with you know, your products.
Right.
People understand what's out there. They appreciate, you know, years ago there was no slot systems. There were no CMS providers,
right?
You just did whatever you did for your customers. But those tools have been critical to recognizing people that come in and play and should realize some cashbacks or whatever you can give them, comps and what have you.
Okay, so let's talk about MarketTrax. What was the genesis of that idea?
So growing up in the business, it's kind of interesting because we had, growing up in the business, worked in all facets from accounting, bartending, you know, in the kitchen where I started, and you know, pretty much all facets of the business. We had city ledger accounts.
Right.
You know, city ledger accounts allow local business people or whoever wants to come in and just sign their name on a check.
Right.
So that was credit. That created tremendous loyalty in the 70s.
Sure. Right.
You know, late 70s, 80s. People would come where it's easy to, they don't have to worry about pulling out cash, pulling out even a credit card at the time. Credit cards came in, you know, much earlier with Diners Club as one of the first credit cards that exist, if not the first credit card that existed. But city ledgers were very popular. Mm-hmm. Credit works, right? And so we put the casino in, we offered credit, had a customer come in. I told the story many times, went to the cage, accessed the line of credit, took $1,000 out on a $5,000 line of credit, and walked out the door with the casino's money.
Right.
Not what a marker is intended for, right? It's intended for the customer to stay with you, play, not to go across the street, or go pay their power bill with it or whatever. So with the city ledger thinking and obviously markers were a tool that was used to promote business. But when it walks, there's a huge cost of sales, right? It's 100% cost of sales. In the gaming business, our inventory is cash.
Right? I mean, you're not charging them any interest on that money.
That's
either.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So your inventory is cash. If the cash stays in the casino and the customer doesn't pay you, there's really no cost of sales.
Right.
So at the time, it was kind of like, we, you know, the obviously, the industry changed with a video poker machine, more and more locals. The slot machines kind of flipped from being a minority part of the business, to the majority of the revenue. And so they're basically computers. So we looked at, talked to my CPA, drew up a scheme as to what I thought could happen with these computers that are sitting on the floor. And for live gaming, and now as we look to do online betting, our intellectual property covers all of that. It was a way to ensure that the money did not walk out the door and go somewhere else.
Right.
Both for the casino and for the customer. I think that's where customers can get into problems, where they access their line and it goes to something else other than gaming, and then they're overextended, and so that happens in some cases. And so it was a benefit.
Yeah.
It was kind of a win-win.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So how did you first get the early versions of this out, and how did the testing go early on?
Well, it's technology, so it's it's not easy, right? I didn't know that as much at the time.
Yeah.
But technology is kind of a tough thing.
Sure.
It just was kind of, you know, walking and, you know, picking it up, mm-hmm. and testing it. We had our CMS provider here is Konami, and mm-hmm. Tom Gingoli's been a friend, mm-hmm. and kind of presented it to him. He's a little skeptical, yeah. at first, and then Tom liked it,
yeah.
and so was very helpful in structure to deal with him, mm-hmm. and he built it, which was key, he and his team, and so a lot of problems,
yeah,
always a lot of problems,
sure,
technical
right.
problems,
right.
you know they say ship with bugs,
yeah,
but a lot of bugs,
yeah,
right. So and that's kind of, you know, as we've moved along, we've ironed out many of those problems,
right, right.
But something always comes up,
yeah,
you know,
of course,
that you have to
right,
fix,
right.
And so that'll with every new version,
right,
new things that casinos want, there are things that that are both beneficial, mm-hmm. and then you have to fix and fix quickly,
sure,
to make good.
Give your players a convenient cashless gaming experience with IGT's Resort Wallet. Whether using a Players Club card or a mobile phone app, players will love the simplicity of transferring money from their cashless accounts to their favorite games. When they're done playing, funds are transferred back to the player's account. No more waiting in line at ATMs, and no more waiting for service when a ticket printer or bill validator fails. And with IGT Pay, players can fund their cashless accounts from multiple external sources, including debit cards, credit cards, e-wallets, and more. It's simple, it's modern, and it's safe. Learn more about IGT's cashless systems at igt.com/cashless.
So I'm a former dealer, and I used to see people come to my table, sit down, get a marker. They'd wait 10 or 15 minutes before they get a marker. They weren't playing. How quickly can you get a marker through this market track system?
Yeah. So the marker technology, the marker business in casinos is a 50 or 60 year old process.
Right.
It's the same today. Mm-hmm. If you walk into some of these large casinos on the Strip, ask for a marker. Well, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, for sure.
To the cage, mm-hmm. to the personnel, to your host.
That the security guard will walk the chips over sometimes.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or then, you know, they've gotten better with Tito tickets,
right.
and
yeah.
creating a Tito
sure,
ticket
right.
to go into
right.
high limits room or to go to a game. But it's still a process mm-hmm. that takes a long time.
Right.
So our intellectual property, our product allows you. You know, our goal is under 5 minutes from the time you apply mm-hmm. to when your line is approved and you're on a gaming device playing.
Right.
So it's quick. You really don't need to access your casino host. You don't need to go to the cage except one time. And this is working with the Gaming Control Board. We're automating a lot of this stuff.
If right.
you sign the
mm-hmm.
marker one time,
right.
That will go away per the gaming board. Where you'll be able to do that over your
okay,
device.
Right,
so,
right.
Really, essentially, you don't need anyone to access your line mm-hmm. to get into action and start playing.
So. Okay, great. So there's a lot of jurisdictions that where credit isn't permitted, mostly tribal jurisdictions and some of the smaller casinos. Can you use market tracks in those jurisdictions?
In many, you can.
Yeah.
Each is individual, and then
yeah.
tribal commissions. Set their own
sure.
rules too.
Right.
So we've worked with some that were like, no, and then kind of explained the process and moved that along,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them have been very receptive.
Right.
So it's been a positive thing.
Right. So a lot of the jurisdictions where credit is either frowned upon or illegal, are you in front of them often?
We are.
Yeah.
We are, and we're trying to get them to understand what the product is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the benefits, and early on we recognized it, to marker play, you know, you always have problem gaming. You
mm-hmm.
have to deal with that.
Right.
But I don't like being a hypocrite. Our business is fun. People
right.
enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good time. You and I wouldn't be sitting here if it
sure,
wasn't for
exactly,
gaming.
Right.
So I love gaming.
Yeah.
I love gambling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun thing. You have to be conscious of people that you know, can't control
right.
and have a problem, it's a very, very small percentage. Mm-hmm. But you have to deal with it.
Yeah, sure.
So, but this is a product for people that can afford mm-hmm. to play. This is their form of entertainment.
Sure.
People can get in trouble at Macy's.
Right. Oh, of course, right.
So yeah. there are problems in every arena where people spend money. We do not want to deal with that. We want to recognize if somebody has a problem, help them recognize it. If you're approved for a $1,000 line of credit with MarketTrax, you can dial it down to $500, $250, whatever your budget mm-hmm. is. And we know our customer.
Right.
With a credit card advance system, with ATMs, you don't know who has a problem.
Right.
We can recognize if somebody has a problem. It really is not worth it to any company, to any casino,
sure.
to issue credit to somebody that has a problem. Right. That's not what we're here for. There are just too many people that enjoy it,
right.
have fun with it, love gaming. And I love gaming.
Right.
I think, you know,
so when you go to these jurisdictions, and that's their concern, responsible gaming. You know, you can say we can tell you, you know, if somebody's going to have a problem.
It's not really. You know, I don't know what percentage. I can't give you a percentage
sure,
right. number of that being top of mind, and that being the concern.
The research says 1-2%.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, are all of them concerned about problem gaming and that's why they don't allow it?
Right.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Some just don't understand it.
Right.
Right? And so to the extent we can expose it, show them, look, this is, you know, they're going to go to an ATM machine, that's credit.
Sure.
Going to go to a credit card advance machine, that's credit. This is less expensive and you know your customer.
Okay.
We can't kid ourselves. That's really the reality of where we're at
sure.
and we believe that.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So you mentioned your partnership with Konami, but you also got deals with other companies like IGT and Sightline. How do those deals work?
So the product is in its infancy, really.
Right.
We have deals with all the major CMS providers,
mm-hmm.
Scientific Games, Light and Wonderful,
right.
I guess is
yeah.
the new name,
Light and Wonderful.
IGT, Aristocrat,
mm-hmm.
and Konami, all the CMS providers. Akers also,
okay.
we're working with him. So we do have the sight lines and every, and
right.
we have contracts with them. And so it's all moving along, not as quickly as we'd like it,
right.
but Konami's out there. Anybody who has the Konami product
sure, right.
can have the MarketTrax mm-hmm. system. IGT's very close. I think Graton will be the first casino to have the IGT system, although I'm not 100% sure,
yeah.
but everything's moving along.
Yeah.
People are very receptive, and the customers have driven the CMS providers to build the product, because there
sure.
is some infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Can't just have the system
it's
and
not just
plug
in, right?
The
now.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Okay,
yeah.
Right. So how can casinos use MarketTrax to market to their customers and maybe even attract new customers?
You know, I think some gamblers like to go where they're playing on the house's money.
Right.
That's markers that we understand are you know, 18 or so percent of drops in the
right.
casino industry. We think that can be increased with the MarketTrax product. You're going to play on the house's money. It's marketing. It's a reason for somebody to stop at your casino as opposed to another casino, their available credit line.
Right.
It's cheaper than ATMs.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheaper than credit card advances. It's quicker than
mm-hmm.
a traditional marker.
Right.
It's less work on your staff because today I understand that there are still $100 bills that are counted out to the patron or
sure.
to their host,
right.
taken to a machine, inserted in the game. This bypasses all of that.
Okay.
So it goes basically works essentially on a cashless wagering account
mm-hmm.
so that when you go to a game, you load your money, you download it to the credit meter, and you're playing.
Okay.
So the reason there's not exposure to the casino, except in a loss situation, is that anything that is played on the marker is on the credit meter in excess of what you owe
mm-hmm.
is the customer's.
Okay.
The balance takes down the marker.
Right.
Which then it's immediately available again.
Yeah.
So if you're in a winning session, you downloaded $1,000, your credit meter is at $1,200. You'll cash out and you'll take $200 with you. You'll have that $1,000 still available to you
right.
For the next gaming day. You're creating visits.
Okay.
And that's what it does.
So let's say you play and you lose that $1,000 in your credit account. Can you extend your credit, or do you have to pay that off before you get to play again?
If you're approved for 1,000, you accepted the 1,000, mm-hmm. and you're at 1,000, that's basically it until that credit line is paid off,
okay.
which is typically a monthly deal,
right.
No interest. Mm-hmm. When that's paid off, or a portion of it's paid off, then you're able to access that
okay.
line again.
Okay.
So that's basically the way it works.
So, you know, it seems like, after the pandemic, it seemed like cashless transactions were going to take off crazily. But it's kind of back to, like, well, maybe we're not really sure about that yet. I mean, we've got a couple of big casinos that have accepted it completely, like Resorts World and your property, I guess. What are the reluctance from the other properties at this point, do you think?
I think it's just converting.
Yeah.
You know, we saw it with Tito.
Right. Yeah, sure.
Everybody liked the mm-hmm. coins, and
yeah.
but the hopper fills, the pain that created, mm-hmm. Eventually, and I think it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, there are more people in the industry that get it. You know, younger crowd certainly gets it,
mm-hmm.
right? Some of us old timers are a little bit more hesitant
kicking and screaming, right?
Yeah, right. So money probably will be around cash yeah. for a long time.
Right.
I think that there'll be a huge percentage of the casinos in the next couple of years that mm-hmm. adopt some form of cashless.
Right, right.
And then depending on how they see that working, I think it'll increase. They'll, you know, maybe they want to dip their toe in the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's such savings with not dealing with cash
right.
that to the bottom line, to the safety
mm-hmm.
of casinos.
Sure.
And so there's just huge benefits
sure.
to not dealing with.
So your product seems much easier to access. I mean, I've set up a couple of accounts on some of the larger cashless transaction platforms, and they seem to be kind of clunky, but yours seems to be pretty simple.
We hope so, we believe so, and that's intentional
mm-hmm.
because people get frustrated,
yeah.
you know? I mean, this is one of the greatest devices of all times,
right?
Right? And this wasn't easy to do,
right?
The iPhone. And if you ever if people have any little glitch, I mean, they're on it, they fix it,
right.
and then that's Apple. And
yeah.
we're little marker tracks here trying to do that thing. But you're right, it's using, with Konami certainly at this point, it's the cashless wagering account, it's quick, it's easy, and as long as it works,
mm-hmm.
it'll get get great adoption.
Right. But, you know, this third-party wallet situation, I was just reading that Massachusetts may not even allow a third-party wallet if they do go to cashless transactions for their online sports betting. Is this another hurdle that you have to get over with regulators?
I think so. And I think that, Sightline, those folks, the very, very smart people, and they've had their issues, and they
right.
admit it.
Sure.
And I think that's smart.
Right.
This is new technology, and so they're tackling those issues, and I think everybody believes they'll get it because mm-hmm. They're kind of the biggest out there at this point, and very
sure.
smart guys and gals over
okay.
there.
So we just got a demonstration of your system here, and you use your Players Club card. It's all incorporated in the card. Is there things coming up where it'll all be on an iPhone or a smartphone?
As far as a wallet, integrating with wallets,
right.
yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
Okay.
So I think that's the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with your concern about, or everybody's concern about, you know, how tough is it to use the product,
mm-hmm.
we have to be sensitive to that and make sure that as we move forward, these things work and they're not clunky.
Right.
You know,
sure.
they don't take
right.
a lot of time.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
that's
and
really
I key. Noticed that yours also incorporates some of the promotional items that you've earned, that the player has earned. I mean, is that a difficult transition to really add that to the whole pile of data there?
So marketing MarketTrax, tying in your marketing program to your reinvest
mm-hmm.
Dollars is kind of a natural.
Right.
Right. The key to operators is to know how much are you giving a player before they use their own money,
mm-hmm.
right? And a lot of casinos, even some more sophisticated casinos, may go over that top of the curve, right?
Right.
To where before somebody is spending their own money,
mm-hmm.
you have to really analyze what the free play amount is. And MarketTrax some casinos have replaced a portion of that reinvest mm-hmm. with the marker money.
Right.
Easy to access. The calculation on where you stop right. with the house's money right. and they dig into their own money is right. a continuous process mm-hmm. of trying to figure that out.
Okay. So when you sell your product to casinos, at least I'm not sure what the stipulations are there, but can they brand it as their own casino and the you know,
sure.
the MarketTrax
yes.
brand goes away?
Yes, it's powered by MarketTrax
okay.
is typically
yeah.
what we have,
okay.
and that protects our intellectual
sure.
property.
Okay.
And so those patent guys are always very
yes.
sensitive to that,
very
right?
Sensitive.
So
IP.
Yeah, right. But that's the way we've done it, and we have casinos that have promoted it that way, and of course we're fine with that.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So, what kind of demographics in terms of casinos do you have? Is it mostly tribal, or do you have some of the small standalone casinos, or are you looking to get into some of the large corporations?
We do have large corporate accounts mm-hmm. done, contracts signed.
Okay.
We always let the customer send out the press release.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Right.
So,
of course.
I think, you know, by the 10% of the market at this mm-hmm. time, by next year we think we'll have more like 25%.
Okay.
And so we believe it'll continue to be adopted because of the low risk to the casino.
Right.
The exposure mm-hmm. to their cash is not there.
Right.
And so that we believe will continue to be moving in a positive direction.
Okay, great. Any refinements coming to MarketTrax that I haven't mentioned?
So at G2E, my daughter would get mad at me if I told you now, but at G2E we're going to announce some new additional products mm-hmm. that we'll have that
okay.
will work in conjunction with MarketTrax.
Okay.
But she's going to make me wait until G2E
okay,
to get that exposed.
That's understandable.
Yes.
Great. Well, Gary, thanks for joining us. I mean, this is a remarkable product, and I recognized it immediately when we first met, and you showed
did.
It to me. I said, this is going to be a huge hit, and you proved me right. So,
well,
thanks for joining us, and good luck with it.
Appreciate your time very much. Thank you, Roger.
Great.